Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Planet Shakers conference presence at our Cape Town, South Africa campus is just a few weeks away, and we can't wait to experience God's presence like never before with you. Our early bird promo ends on the 21st of April, 2024. So head on to register.planetshakers.co.za to register. Now, let's jump into this week's podcast.
I really felt the Holy Spirit give me that this word for us because you know what I'm so thankful is that God would declare a prophetic word over us, abundance. Like, thank you, Jesus. Like, an amazing word. But today, I want to give us a key to unlock abundance over our lives. Are you ready to unlock abundance over our lives? Yeah, are you sure? What about the people at the back? I can't hear you. Oh, yes. Awesome. It's the power of forgiveness. Like, seriously, forgiveness is a key to unlocking abundance. I know it's not a real popular topic, but I'm telling you, by the end of this service, you are going to be so free. You're going to be so empowered. You're going to experience the abundance of our God. So come on, get ready. Tell your neighbor, get ready. I awoke one morning just a couple of weeks ago and the Holy Spirit spoke so clearly. You know when you first wake up in the morning and I don't know what goes through your mind, it's not always hearing the voice of God, but I woke up and the Holy Spirit said to me, the gospel is forgiveness. And I'm like, wow, yes, it is. And forgiveness is so powerful, guys. I want us as a church to be so good at forgiving. I don't want us to be locked down in unforgiveness in any area of our life. That's why I know I'm giving you a key. I'm putting a key in your hand to unlock abundance over your life. Abundance of joy, abundance of peace, and abundance in your relationships. Come on, I know this is the key. And I know it doesn't feel good, but we don't go by feelings, yeah? I want to look to the Word of God because there's so many things in the Word of God that like talk about forgiveness and like, oh man, that's deep. Are you ready for some deep scriptures? Yes, Mark 11, 24 and 25. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive. Like this is so key. First forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Powerful, right? Yeah, like, yeah. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Oh, serious? Serious. This is how powerful and how important forgiveness is in our lives. We need to forgive people of their sins. We need to let go of the offenses. Now, the reason why we need to do this, one is so that we're forgiven. So God answers our prayers. See, amazing key to abundance in our lives. But let's look at this in Matthew 18. And you might get even more and more serious as the message goes on. Please don't anyone leave. Come on, just stay with me. Matthew 18, we're going to read from verse 21 to 35. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how many times will my brother sin against me and I forgive him and let it go? Up to seven times? Jesus answered him, I say to you, not up to seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the accounting, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But because he could not repay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and his children and everything that he possessed, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything." And his master's heart was moved with compassion, and he released him and forgave him, cancelling the debt. Wow. But that same slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began choking him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow slave fell on his knees and begged him earnestly, "Have patience with me and I will repay you." But he was unwilling, and he went and had him thrown in prison until he paid back the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved, and they went and reported to their master with clarity and in detail everything that had taken place. Then his master called him and said to him, "You wicked and contemptible slave, I forgave you all that great debt of yours because you begged me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave who owed you little by comparison, as I had mercy on you?" And in wrath, his master turned him over to the torturers until he paid all that he owed. My heavenly Father will also do the same to every one of you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Wow. See, we're getting quieter and quieter. Whenever we read in Scripture, the kingdom of heaven is like this. This is what we got to pay attention to. See, as believers, we're part of God's kingdom, and he does things differently to the way we would do things. And so he's trying to express to us, hey, this is the new way to live. This is the way to live in my kingdom. And so these statements we've got to listen to. So of course, this scenario starts off with that. So we are seeing the heart of God. We are seeing the way God operates, the way he thinks. We see his character in this scenario. And the first thing I want to point out is the king's heart was moved with the compassion. This slave didn't deserve to be forgiven of this great debt. Yet the king's heart turns towards the slave and forgives him of all his debt. In one moment, everything is cleared away. Everything is forgiven. He no longer is weighed down by this heavy weight of debt. That's the heart of our King. That's the heart of our God. This is who our God is. His heart is moved to compassion with us. He loves us so much. He wants to wipe away our debts. He wants to wipe away our sin. We don't deserve it, but our God loves us so much. So I want us to see his heart at the beginning of this parable. And so the king wipes this debt away completely and releases him from the binding effect of this debt. That's what God does for us. Isaiah 1:18, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool." This is the extent of the forgiveness by our God. When he sent Jesus to die on that cross to take away our sins, this is what it looks like. He's giving us a picture of the extent of the wiping away. Though we were red like crimson, we'll be white as snow. That's how thorough it is. That is how powerful it is. Praise God, church. We are completely forgiven. We are dead free. We are white as snow because of what Jesus has done for us. pay our debt. Now, surely this should have an effect upon the slave's heart, right? Because he's been given this wonderful opportunity. You see, by cancelling the debt, he's free. He can start again. He doesn't have to be weighed down. Come on, do you know what it's like to owe money? Come on, you think about it. You've got to pay it back. How am I going to do it? There's a weight when we're in debt. But God, he removed this. So surely, surely the heart of the slave is changed because of this. When we realize the gravity of our sin, to understand what God has done to us personally, surely this has an effect on our heart. And so when anybody hurts us, discourages us, lets us down, betrays us, abuses us, surely what God has done for us will change our heart, and we are moved with that compassion for our fellow brothers and sisters. Surely. But this had no effect upon this slave. It's crazy. This slave instantly, like immediately, comes out of the king's presence. The debt is gone, and his heart is raging towards his fellow slave. Get this, they're fellow slaves, so they experience the same stuff. They go through the same stuff. Surely this slave should have compassion on his fellow slave. Zero. Zero compassion. In fact, he's so mad, he chokes him, the Bible says. So he's wrapping his hands around his neck and saying, pay what you owe me. It's crazy to see how sometimes our own hearts can get unaffected by what Jesus does in our lives. It's crazy to think that this slave looked at his fellow slave with no compassion, with no desire to do what the king did. He's just getting his own way. This is what happens to us, guys. Unforgiveness. It messes with our heart. It messes with our perception. We get so self-focused about how I've been hurt and how I've been wronged. This is what we do. My hurt is greater than your hurt. You don't understand me. You can't identify. And we put gradients, we put levels on our hurt. Like there's no way that you're hurt more than me. And so we hang on to hurt and we hang on to offenses. And these offenses, they start to affect the condition of our hearts. They start to mess with our perception. That's what happened to this slave. He didn't allow the kind, compassionate king's forgiveness of his debt to impact his own heart and therefore give him the capacity to forgive someone else. See, this slave had an anger issue. This is what unforgiveness does. These emotions sit in our hearts, the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, the pride, the hatred. It sits in our heart and it starts to mess with us. And this is where the enemy loves to come in. He takes advantage of our predicament. He takes advantage of the hurt that's in our hearts. And he stirs anger and he stirs resentment and he stirs all of these negative things. Instead, we should be stirred by God's compassion. The Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. So there are times when, of course, certain things happen to us or happen in our society that would stir that injustice, that would stir that anger, but then we can't sin. It means we got to let go every single day, every opportunity that comes our way when someone hurts us or discourages us or disappoints us or betrays us. We got to let it go. We let it go. I forgive. I've been forgiven. I need to forgive. I'm going to forgive time after time after time, day after day after day, 70 times 7. You see, this is what Hebrews 12:15 says. It says, look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Like, I love the Bible. It's got an answer for everything. Like, this is our lives. This is what happens to us. Bitterness is like a poison. Unforgiveness is like a poison that we digest, and it starts to affect our everything. It starts to affect our thinking. It starts to affect our heart. It just starts to mess with us. We get depressed. We get downcast. We get fearful. We get all of these negative things because so often we haven't been able to forgive someone that's hurt us. And we see here that our job is to help one another. So when someone shares an offense with us and says, this person did this to me, what many of us do, we go, oh, that's terrible. Now I've got an offense with them too. No, we need to help each other. We need to say, oh, that's terrible, but now let me help you. Let me pray with you. Let's forgive that person and let them go. Let's give them the same mercy that God gave us by setting us free of our sin. Come on, let's set them free. Rather than, oh, yeah, they're terrible. We do it in our society. This is what our society is filled with. All of this unforgiveness, we gotta let it go so that we can receive the abundant life that God has for us. See, this slave obviously felt justified by his actions and was blind to the mercy that was demonstrated towards him, not understanding how good the king was, and therefore he should be inspired to be the same. This is what 1 John 4:20 says. If someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? Oh, this is the Bible, guys. It's all through the Bible. Forgiveness is so important. But this is what happens to this slave who was unable to forgive his fellow slave. He then gets jailed and tortured. This is the power of unforgiveness. It imprisons us. It tortures us. Come on, unforgiveness is crazy because it just fills our mind. It just goes over and over. The scenarios go over and over in our mind. When we see those people, back comes the story. Back comes the recollection of that injustice. Back comes the emotions. Maybe we don't even need to see these people, but we're so filled with this resentment or this bitterness that our emotions are just going over and over and over with this hurt and this pain, and it just goes over and over. In fact, it starts to affect our conversation because all we seem to talk about is that issue with that person. Instead of getting it out, get rid of it. Let it go. Let that person go. Forgive them for everything that they have done. You see, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. How does he steal from us? How does he kill us? He rides in on that disappointment and that discouragement and says, oh, it's too hard to forgive. It's too hard to let go. It's too hurtful to let that go. We are holding people to an account that they will never have the capacity to pay. Jesus is our Redeemer. He is the only one who can pay back. He's the only one that can restore what was taken from us. And so the enemy kills off our dreams. He steals our peace. He steals our joy. And all he has to do is whisper in our ears when we've been offended or when we've been hurt. And he robs us. Today, we have the most incredible opportunity before us. I'm not preaching this message because this is something I love talking about. It's not very popular, is it? Because look, you're all quiet. But I know if we take advantage of this offer today, the offer is forgive. Let them go. Forgive from your heart, the Bible says. Not just in your head where you know the right thing to do. Yeah, I'm going to forgive them. No, from your heart, you let them go. You say, I forgive them of their debt. Does that mean I'm diminishing anything that's happened to you? No. It was wrong. It was unjust. Well, guys, we can't change our past. People try to tell us that there's time travel, but I'm pretty sure there isn't. So we can't go back in time and try and change that whole scenario. How can we get free of our past? Forgive. Jesus was the best example of this. He was an innocent man. And yet they strung him up on a cross. They beat him. They abused him. They treated him like a criminal, and he wasn't a criminal. And when he's dying on the cross, he is in absolute agony. He's an innocent man dying for us. He shows us by praying this incredible prayer, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. People don't always know they hurt us. It's time for us to take away the ledger that says, my hurt is greater than your hurt. Can I encourage every married couple, every wife that's in this room, just because your husband doesn't break down in tears doesn't mean they didn't get hurt in the same argument. Women have this way about, oh no, I'm hurt more than you, only because the display of emotions on the outside. But for so many men, it's on the inside, and they never say anything and they're silent, but they're angry. That's their response. We see it in this slave. He's obviously got unforgiveness in his heart. That's why he couldn't forgive. So today, we have this wonderful opportunity to start a fresh journey, because that's what forgiveness does. It gives you a brand new start, that relationship, a brand new start, that dream, a brand new start. Though you were red like crimson, he'll make you white as snow. It's the power of forgiveness. It restores any relationship if you let it. If you forgive from your heart, any relationship can be restored. Now, am I telling you to go back to an abuser? Oh, no, no, no. Let's be wise. We put those boundaries, but you don't have to be bound by them anymore. You don't have to have those emotions and those thoughts binding you or dictating to you, or the enemy using them to rob you of abundance. And that's the offer for us today. to forgive, to let them go from our hearts. I can sense the Holy Spirit here. I know He's been talking to you. I know He's been moving on your heart. And so I'm going to give all of us an opportunity right now to respond. And I want all of us standing because I know all of us have got stuff to let go. And so I just want you to close your eyes. I want you to forget about who's sitting next to you. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to just bring to mind all of those scenarios, all of those people that have hurt you. In fact, He's been reminding you all meeting, just let that person go. Let that issue go. Those of you that have taken up offenses for somebody else, let that go. Maybe family and family members want you to show your loyalty by having a grudge with them. No, let that go. Don't be imprisoned by unforgiveness. I want you to just begin to say, I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. And whoever else you need to forgive, just say, I forgive them. I forgive my parents. Parents, let's forgive our kids. Our kids don't even realize they hurt us. Just forgive. Forgive those people in authority that have said things over us or done things. Forgive them. We forgive them, Lord, today. We let them go from our hearts. We release them. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're moving in this room. Come and do a powerful miracle, Lord. We know you can do this. We know just one touch from you. Thank you, Lord. Help us to forgive.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.